I usually would have a mammogram the end of May, and I had planned a big trip for my family. I have four children and a husband, and I kind of forgot to get my mammogram. So I came back the middle of June and I said, "Oh, I didn't get my mammogram." And I did a self-breast exam, and with that, I found a lump. And I said, "Oh, goodness, what is this?" I really thought nothing of it because it was rather large. I mean, it almost felt like my bone. It was on the inside of my left breast, and I was confused. And I said, "Well, what's this?" So I went to the doctor, and he said, "Oh, it's probably just a cyst. Don't worry about it." But I felt a lot of pressure to get this taken care of. And I went to the doctor, and lo and behold, with the mammogram, they said, "You have breast cancer." And I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's the first thing. You just can't believe it.
What was your living situation like at that time?
It was the first time in 12 years where I dropped all four of my children off at the same school. It was September 1st, and I said, "Wow, I can't believe this. What am I going to do with my time?" And I was excited to, maybe start a different type of occupation or career. And I said, "Wow, I can't believe it. I have so much time on my hands." And 2 days later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
How old were your children at that time?
I had a 5-year-old, really 4 and a half, all the way up to 11. Three girls and one boy.